SEC race going?
I mean, it's still close, right? We only got two games. It's still close. I haven't really checked it out yet. When I start getting sacks, then I start looking. You know, I don't want to look. I only got one sack yet. But when I start getting sacks and start racking them up, I start checking them out. I start checking out the race.
How many sacks would you have had a teammate not beat you there?
Oh man, you know, if I played the woulda coulda game, I'd be going crazy. I'd be going crazy out here. But you know, we had five sacks and it was five guys. It was five guys that got sacks. I just think that's just a testament to the type of defense that we got. You know, it's a lot of times where, you know, sometimes the sacks are coming to me and DeMarcus, but Malik, you know, he's just as deserving. And Antonio, they work just as hard as we work. So as long as we're getting sacks and getting out the field, you know, I'm okay with it.
What have you seen on the slide this year?
I mean, the stuff that I see on the slide is the same, you know, the stuff that I've been seeing. You know, I've been with slide for, you know, 3 years now. And, you know, it's just not a surprise when I see some stuff he does in the game. And, you know, I'm the one telling him, like, bro, you got to try some of this stuff right here in the game. And it's exciting to start to see him develop into the type of player that, you know, we all know he can be. It's pretty exciting.
How has your relationship grown in the second year with DeMarcus Ware? And everyone knows he's a smart player. How has he been looking physically this season?
I mean, he's looking like DeMarcus Ware. He's looking fit, fast, quick. You know, he's on the quarterback every time he's throwing the ball. And I think this is DeMarcus that we all saw when he was in Dallas. And, you know, I just think the type of defense we play, that's just how it's going to be. You know, it's all kind of stuff that can happen, but I just don't see it. I, the type of DeMarcus that I see in practice and the games is, you know, the type of DeMarcus I know it can be. And it's great, you know, when you got a healthy guy and he's out there playing and, you know, everything's going good.
Eager to get Kenny in the mix. He's the guy that's been hurt a little bit and finally back out there on the field.
I think Coach Phillips is doing a great job of getting guys in there. I think, you know, he'd definitely be able to get Kenny. And, you know, let's not forget about Lorente. You know, Lorente did a lot of great stuff for us last year. He's just coming off an injury. And, you know, we still got Shaq and Shane. We got a lot of rushers. And I think that's going to be a good thing for us, you know, if not for this game, down the road, having all these guys that can rush.
There were a few personal fouls in this game, and obviously you'd like to cut down on the penalties. But is that going to be part and parcel of the aggressiveness of this defense from time to time?
Personal foul on me?
No, just to the defense in general.
I think those are just bad calls, man. I think all those, you know, we just got to look at those things again, you know. I mean, we're aggressive defense, but that doesn't mean that we get flagged and all that stuff. It was just, you know, in the game. I don't think it would be like that. You know, I would like to, you know, for people to see our aggressiveness by the way we run to the ball, the way we hit, and just our personality on the field. All that extra stuff, that's unnecessary. And, you know, I think the flags were unnecessary too, but that's just part of it.
Did you react because Alex reacted on that one?
I mean,
you know, kind of pulling up, and then
it's tunnel vision for me, man. Like, it's not it's the offensive line fault. They gotta, you know, when I jump, they gotta, you know, that's what you do. Jump at the ball, they jump at you. You know, whatever game they play, they gotta do that. You know, and I got tunnel vision, so when I'm gone, you know, I've been to the quarterback many times where he looked like it's being free like that. So, you know, that's just part of it. You know, I'm just going to keep coming and hopefully we cut all the flags out, yeah.
With Stafford a little bit banged up, you expect him to have a quick release this week?
You know, I've been in the league for like, you know, this is my fifth year. So, you know, the injury report, you can't really just, you know, put 100% faith into the injury report. You got a lot of big-time guys out here. You know, I expect Matthew to come out here, he's going to look 100%. I expect him to be throwing the ball just like he's been doing. So, you know, I'm not believing in the injury report this week.
Takeaways. Is it the system that has helped you guys be able to do that?
Man, it's Coach Phillips, man. I don't even think it's the play call. It's just the personality on the field. All the coaches on there. We had great coaches before, but, you know, it's just a different personality. It's just different guys out here. And, you know, I think that's where it starts. You know, there's really no magical call that we could call or anything like that. I think it's starting with the guys that we got in the locker room, the guys that we got coaching the guys in the locker room. And I think it's just a testament to that.